This is the voice of Türkiye. This is the voice of Türkiye. This is the voice of Turkey's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in the 49 meter band between 1830 and 1930 UTC on 5945 kHz to Europe, between 2030 and 2130 UTC in the 31 meter band on 9875 kHz to South Asia and Australia, between 2200 and 2300 UTC in the 31 meter band and on 9830 kHz to Europe, Eastern USA and Canada, and in the 25-meter band on 11660 kHz between 1630 and 1730 UTC to Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan. The voice of Turkey is also beamed between 0300 and 0400 UTC in the 41-meter band and on 7275 kHz to Europe, the USA, Eastern Canada, and Cuba, between 0300 and 0400 UTC in the 49-meter band, on 6165 kHz to Iraq, Syria, Iran, and the Arabian Peninsula. You can listen to us over the Turksat 3A and 4A satellites and on the internet at www.trt.net.tr through the Voice of Turkey link. Please note that transmissions broadcast between 2200 and 2300 UTC and between 0300 and 0400 UTC have been pre-recorded. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr.
Today is Saturday, April the 20th, 2024. This is the news in English on the Voice of Turkey. U.S.-Israeli defense chiefs discuss efforts to maintain regional stability. U.S. and Israeli defense chiefs discussed efforts to maintain regional stability during a phone call on Friday, said a Pentagon spokesman a day after the reports of an Israeli airstrike on Iran. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke with Israeli Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant today to discuss efforts to maintain regional stability, the latest developments in Gaza, and measures to accelerate humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza, said Major General Pat Ryder in a statement. U.S. media reported that Israel carried out a limited strike inside Iran early Friday morning. There have been no official comments from Israel yet. Iranian authorities also downplayed the reports and said the sound of explosions heard in the city of Isfahan was the result of Iranian air defense systems firing at suspicious objects. Tension escalated between Iran and Israel on Saturday after Tehran launched an unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel in response to the April 1st attack on its consulate in Syria, which killed seven Iranian military officers, including two top-ranking commanders. Israel had vowed to retaliate. The defense chiefs have constantly held phone calls after Israeli offensive on Gaza since an October 7th cross-border attack by the Palestinian group Hamas, in which some 1,200 people were killed. More than 34,000 Palestinians, mostly women and children, have since been killed in Gaza, and over 76,800 others have been injured amid mass destruction and shortages of necessities. The Israeli war has pushed 85% of Gaza's population into internal displacement amid acute shortages of food, clean water, and medicine, while 60% of the enclave's infrastructure has been damaged or destroyed, according to the UN. In a related news, U.S. denies claims of conducting airstrikes in Iraq. U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, denied reports Friday that Washington carried out airstrikes in Iraq. "We are aware of reports claiming that the United States conducted airstrikes in Iraq today. Those reports are not true. The United States has not conducted airstrikes in Iraq today," CENTCOM wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter. An airstrike targeted headquarters belonging to the Hashd al-Shaabi militia group in Iraq's Babil province early Saturday, according to media reports. Staying in the USA, important step to peace. U.S. welcomes Azerbaijan-Armenia agreement on return of villages. The U.S. welcomed on Friday an agreement between Armenia and Azerbaijan on the return of four villages Armenia occupied during the First Karabakh War more than three decades ago. "We welcome the announcement that Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed upon the 1991 Alma-Ata Declaration as the basis for border delimitation between the two countries," U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrote on X. "This is an important step towards concluding a durable and dignified peace agreement," he added. Armenia agreed to return to Azerbaijan four villages it occupied during the First Karabakh War. The Azerbaijani Foreign Ministry spokesman Ayhan Hajizadeh wrote on X that the agreement came after the eighth meeting of the state commissions on the delimitation of the state border between Azerbaijan and Armenia. He called it a long-awaited historic event. "For the first time, there will be a demarcated state border between our countries in the section of the four villages," Armenia's prime minister's office said in a statement. And massive rains, flash floods kill nearly 100 in Pakistan. Nearly 100 people were killed and dozens of others injured in rain-triggered incidents during the last 1 week after heavy rains and floods hit the northwestern and southwestern parts of Pakistan. According to the National Disaster Management Authority, heavy rains caused flash floods in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, Balochistan and Punjab provinces, and Pakistan-administered part of Jammu and Kashmir, also known as Azad Jammu and Kashmir. So far, 98 people have been killed and 89 others injured due to collapsing structures, according to the National Disaster Management Authority's latest report. Some 3,261 houses were also damaged, with 536 fully destroyed. Heavy floods and landsliding also caused damage to roads and bridges in hilly areas of KP and Balochistan. In a separate statement, the National Disaster Management Authority warned that the ongoing rains will continue till the beginning of the next week, with potential flooding in the Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa regions. The expected rainfall may trigger flash floods in local nullahs of several regions, including Kuzdar, Zairat, Zob, Sherani, Muslimba, Quetta, Pisin, Kech, Panjur, Gwadar, and Turbat, it said. They also predicted heavy rain from April 25th to 29th and urged the public to stay away from weak infrastructure and refrain from driving or walking in waterways. Meanwhile, Afghanistan's Ministry of Disaster Management said at least 70 people were killed and 56 others injured due to heavy rains and floods in several parts of the country during the past week. The devastating floods also damaged 2,627 houses partially and fully, while over 600 livestock also perished, state-run Bakhtar News Agency reported, citing the ministry report. The weather agency predicted that the current spell of rains will continue until Sunday next week. And cholera outbreak in Somalia kills at least 75 since January. The effects of Somalia's recent historic droughts, combined with the impact of floods induced by El Niño, have fueled outbreaks of diarrhea and cholera, killing at least 75 people since January, the World Health Organization said on Friday. The current outbreak is mainly attributed to a growing number of people with limited access to safe water and adequate sanitation facilities. The World Health Organization said the registered cases in the Horn of Africa nation are almost three times as high than the three-year average. According to the Health Ministry, as many as 6,605 cases were reported as of April the 1st. The national case fatality rate is 1.1%, but some districts are showing above 4%, which is far beyond the World Health Organization's 1% emergency threshold. According to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, the relief chief Martin Griffiths allocated $2 million to support life-saving humanitarian assistance for the most vulnerable people. The UN warned there is high risk that the outbreak will spread to regions in the country that have not been affected for years. And finally, in culture news, Greek orchestra conductor sees Türkiye as second home. Greek orchestra conductor with 23 years of experience and principal violinist Nikos Haliassas said he regards Türkiye as his second home. Haliassas conducted the Bursa Regional State Symphony Orchestra at the opening Wednesday of the 23rd Afyonkarahisar Classical Music Festival in the foyer area of the Afyonkarahisar New Museum. Since 2000, Haliassas has been the principal violinist of the Athens State Orchestra and artistic director and principal conductor of the Athens Intrarti Orchestra. Conducting different orchestras and ensembles in his country and abroad, he is the artistic director of the Sinfonia International Music Festival, Musikos and Halki Festivals. Haliassas told Turkish Anadolu Agency that he was happy to perform the opening concert of the festival with the Bursa Regional State Symphony Orchestra, with which he had the opportunity to work for the third time. He stressed it was a great surprise that such a festival in a small city in Türkiye was coming in his 23rd year, noting especially this museum, which is, as I see, quite new, and I visited this morning with these marvelous exhibits from our ancient times. Haliassas praised Czech violinist Daniel Mateja, who accompanied him during the performance, emphasizing he had concerts in Antalya and Adana provinces of Türkiye earlier this year. Haliassas added, "I admire everything in Türkiye. Our civilizations resemble each other in character." And that was news in English on the Voice of Türkiye.
Yaşlar hala benimle. Unutmak kolay değil. Nefret geçse yerine. Affetmek zor kelime. Yakışmıyor dilime. İnsan alışır zaman. Kalsam da bir başıma yeterim kendi kendime. Ya sen sevmeyi bilmeyen neden sevildikçe pişmanlığı bir denesen, bir hataydı belki de. Yaşanması gereken silinecek zamanla her şey. Dönerim yol yakınken, geç olmadan gizlice. Ya sen sevmeyi bilmeyen neden sevildikçe kahreden. Pişmanlık bir denesen, bilsen neler alırdın benden. Bir hataydı aşkımız, yaşanmaya değmeyen.
A world of news in 41 languages on trtvotworld.com.
bu yeniden ben miyim? Kendimle tanıştım. Dünümle bugünüm, canciğer kuzu sarısı. Geç oldu, temiz oldu, geçmişimin karması. Yıkadı günahlarından benim masumiyeti. Cennetten gelen.
Energy Agenda. Why is hydro energy important? In 2023, Turkey will generate 36.3% of its electricity production from coal, 21.4% from natural gas through gas power plants, 10.4% from wind, 5.7% from solar, and 3.4% from geothermal energy, and 19.6% was obtained through hydraulic energy sources. One-third of Turkey's total installed electricity power is provided by hydroelectric power plants, with 32,400 megawatts. Hydroelectric power plants, which are a national and clean electricity production method, do not cause any waste or carbon emissions in the energy production process and contribute greatly to meeting the country's electricity needs. Since 2002, nearly 650 hydroelectric power plants, including worldwide important projects such as Yusufeli Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant, Ilısu Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant, Deriner Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant, Ermenek Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant, have been put into service. Annual hydroelectric production was at the level of 45 billion kilowatt hours in early 2000s. This capacity increased to 120 billion kilowatt hours by now. Thus, one in every three lamps in Turkey began to be illuminated with the electrical energy produced in a hydroelectric power plant. The goal of expanding hydroelectric power was determined as the most efficient use of resources and thought to be serving for a fully independent Turkey in energy. Yusufeli Dam and hydroelectric power plant, with its height of 275 meters, is the highest dam in Turkey and the fifth highest dam in this category in the world. This project can meet the electricity needs of 2.5 million people, corresponding to the population of a city the size of Antalya, with an average annual electricity production capacity of 1.9 billion kilowatt hours. Ilısu Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant is Turkey's fourth largest power plant in terms of installed capacity after Atatürk, Karakaya and Keban dams. Ilısu is Turkey's second largest dam in terms of filling volume. Ilısu Dam, with a height of 135 meters from the foundation, a filling volume of 24 million cubic meters, and a crest length of 2,327 meters, is the largest project in the world in terms of body length and concrete surface area. The facility, which produced its first electricity on May 19, 2020, and started operating at full capacity on December 23, 2020, has contributed approximately 23 billion liras to the country's economy with the production of 8 billion kilowatts of energy to date. Derinar Dam and Hydroelectric Power Plant is Turkey's second highest dam after Yusufeli, with a height of 249 meters and can produce an average of 2 billion and 118 million kilowatt hours of electricity annually with an installed power of 670 megawatts. In the global installed capacity ranking of hydroelectric energy, Turkey ranks 9th in the world and 2nd in Europe with 32 gigawatts, while China ranks 1st with 415 gigawatts, Brazil ranks 2nd with 110 gigawatts, and the USA ranks 3rd with 102 gigawatts. Turkey's dam investments are of great importance in terms of electricity production, but dam construction is not given importance only for this reason. Considering the amount of water available per capita, Turkey is considered a country suffering from water stress. According to projections, the amount of water per capita in Turkey, which is 1,519 cubic meters today, is expected to decrease to 1,100 cubic meters in 2030, when the population is expected to reach 100 million. This would place Turkey among the water-poor countries. For this reason, it is carrying out another very important project for the efficient use of water. The Energy Agenda.
all around the world. Every hour of the day, TRT Voice of Turkey is with you.
Türkiye's Geomart Products. Apaz cheese of Sakarya. Apaz cheese, named after the Apaz people of the Caucasus region who migrated to the city of Sakarya on the Black Sea coast of Turkey centuries ago, was included among Turkey's geographically registered products upon the application of the Sakarya Chamber of Commerce and Industry in 2021. This cheese, also called Abaza cheese, has a fibrous structure, amber yellow color, and is usually knitted. Cheese can stretch in hot water thanks to its fibrous structure. The most important feature that distinguishes Apaz cheese from other cheese types is that after the boiled milk reaches 40 degrees Celsius, a very small amount of yogurt is added to it, and then natural rennet is also added after it has cooled for a while. The milk is left for 1.5 hours for the fermentation process. Then the resulting mixture is cut with a knife. Cut pieces are slowly shredded with a hand mixer. The mixture, which releases its water for a while, is boiled with heated whey for about 30 minutes. Then a mold of appropriate size is selected and the top of the mold is wrapped with a clean cloth. Hot pieces of cheese are placed into the mold and allowed to release its water again. Pressure is applied and then the cheese mass is taken out of the container and is cut into palm-sized pieces with a knife. Shredded cheese is boiled for another hour. The boiled cheese pieces begin to soften and they become stretchy and malleable. After boiling, dried herbs, especially black cumin and thyme, can be added to the cheese. After the cooled cheese pieces are thoroughly salted using coarse salt, they are wrapped in wax paper, placed in a jar without being compressed, and then closed. After being kept at low temperatures for 2 months, Apazian cheese begins to turn amber in color, matures well, and becomes ready to take its place on the breakfast table.
Türkiye's Geomarkt Products.
Anlatma
ayrılmak için bu telaş ne? Her zaman böyle dinlesin, dinlesin. Her zaman bir neden bulur. Ya kendini, ya beni üzersin. Oldu mu şimdi? Oldu mu ya? Anlamak istemiyorsun, ne demek istediğimi. Oldu mu şimdi? Oldu mu ya? İnan ki benden farklı değil yeni bir sevgi. Oldu mu şimdi? Oldu mu ya? Anlamak istemiyorsun, ne demek istediğimi. Oldu mu şimdi? Oldu mu ya? İnan ki benden farklı değil yeni bir sevgi. Oldu mu şimdi?
Burası Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
This is the voice of Türkiye.
Hier ist die Stimme Türkiye's.
Ici TRT, Radio La Voix de Türkiye.
اینجا آنکارا، رادیو صدای ترکیه.
هنا إذاعة صوت تركيا.
Danışır Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Ovdi Radyo Glas Türkiye.
Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
Qui è la radio La Voce della Turchia.
Esta es La Voz de Turquía.
Слушате емисията на български език на Радио Гласът на Турция.
Юфлет зъри и Турция.
这里是 Туарчи Чишен Гонго Дентай.
اینجا Анкара, Радио Садай Турция.
Да, да, Турция ғаг радио да.
Хосуме Турция и зайна Радио Гаяна.
Etefşiye Radyo Sadburi Türkiye Sıkma.
Ovo'da Türkiye Ünü Radyosu.
Ayç Radyo Voça Türkiye.
Gıvarit Gulas Türkiye.
Efirde Türkiye Ovası.
Gitleyer Türkiye'nin Teti Radyosu.
Ye Sıday Türkiye.
Anlavatın ona Türkiye Avazı Radyosu.
Evo İfonetis Türkiye.
Oldi Radyo Glas Türkiye.
Gider Radyo Amuriye Türkiye.
İni adalah Radyo Suara Türkiye.
Hili idhaa Kiswahili, sauti ya Türkiye.
Este Radyo Voz de Türkiye.
Kochira wa Türkiye no koe radyo des.
Zboru wa glas otna Türkiye.
Efirde Türkiye Ozozi Radyosu.
İt Türkiye Hangya Radyo'ya.
Oldu Radyo Glas Türkiye.
Türkiye Ünü Radyosu.
Burası Türkiye'nin Sesi Radyosu.
doğrusun, dayanacaktın bana biraz daha. Madem ki karizma yapıyorsun ya, bakalım kedi fare oyunundan birlikte zevk alalım. Kurallar koyuyorsun, tatlısından koy bakalım. Belki fazla zorluyorsun, hiç zorlama. Tutarlı davransan, biraz açık olsan, yere bassan ayaklarım. Hadi eyvallah, karizma yap gözüme, içine baksın. Birazcık mert olsun, bir de kızarmasa yanakların. Hadi eyvallah, karizma yap. Acelem çabuk uylandı, huyum kurusun, dayanacaktın bana biraz daha. Azıcık daha sabredecektin. Son numaramı gösterme, fırsat vermedin bana. Tam tersine yol aldın. Süt, liman, denizlerde, demek ki boş yere sallandın. Acanın çabuk uğrandı, huyum kurusun, dayanacaktın bana biraz.
Her gece görüyorum balkonda elinde sigarası. Gizli içiyor hızlı hızlı. Kendine darılıyor belli ki benzi safran sarı. Günün her durumu hayat aynı kan kırmızı. Herkes geçiyor aynı yollardan. Tanıdığımız yok yukarılardan. İnatla sarılacaksın, sabredecek yaşayacaksın. Herkes geçiyor aynı yollardan. Tanıdığımız yok yukarılardan. Hazmedeceksin, hazmedeceksin. Herkes geçiyor aynı yollardan. Tanıdığımız yok yukarılardan. İnatla sarılacaksın, sabredecek yaşayacaksın. Herkes geçiyor aynı yollardan. Tanıdığımız yok yukarılardan. Hazmedeceksin, hazmedeceksin. Hazmedeceksin, hazmedeceksin.
You have been listening to the Voice of Turkey's English language transmission broadcasting from Ankara in the 16-meter band between 12:30 UTC and 1762 kHz to Europe. You can listen to us over the Turksat 3A and 4A satellites and on the internet at www.trtdinle.com through radio's link and under the Voice of Turkey Radio's expandable section. Our email address is englishdesk@trt.net.tr. Thank you for listening to the Voice of Turkey and goodbye.
Radio La Voce della Turchia. La radio, la voce della Turchia. Radio La Voce della Turchia. Italia e la radio La Voce della Turchia. La radio, la voce della Turchia.